This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We gotta stop them. They're gonna kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
When the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeah!
I told you. Remember when I told you about the mainstream media? Your so-called celebrity. And pedophilia. Remember that child trafficking and adrenochrome. Remember when I told you about the Georgia Guidestone. Remember when I told you about the false flag operation. Remember when I told you about 5G radiation. Remember that I told you that
YouTube censored.
When I just wanna say that I told you so. I told you so. I told you so.
That's right, we told you so, especially here on the Trump Assassination Files, where we've been breaking down and talking about the political assassination of Donald J. Trump by the corrupted bureaucratic state of America. You're listening to these Trump Assassination Files. We stream every Tuesday night, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Revolution Radio Studio A. We're streaming tonight from Franklin County, Virginia. Remember that. Rocky Mount, Smith Mountain Lake, Martinsville. Come on down for the Speedway. It's the Martinsville NASCAR race. I'll tell you right, they won't be taking right-hand turns. Anyway, so come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. So if you're a lefty and you loved everything going to the left, then you should love NASCAR. Well, one would think anyway. Hey, come on down. Gosh, call in and listen to the show. 518-906-1839. I know that's kind of quick and kind of off the wall. So if you get your pen, your pencil, your paper, your phone, you know, some place where you can, you know, tag a sign or the back of somebody's car, you know, Revolution Radio, 518-906-1839, 518-906-1839 for Studio A. And don't forget Studio B, just another channel here at Revolution Radio. It's not better. It's not worse. It's just another time slot that's in a, what would you call those things? Prime time slots. You know, there's only a few of them. And people like to be on in the evening when people are off work and listening. So, yeah. What do we got going on here? Let's see. Counter Speech with Deanna right now in Studio B for the first hour. And then open. Oh, it's open. And after that, in Studio B, Polite Gunfight with Ed and Aaron. They put on a really great show. And, of course, don't forget Nick with For Liberty in Studio A. Yes, tomorrow night, 8 to 10 p.m. on Wednesdays, Momentary Zen. And then, of course, don't forget the your shield that stabs with Bill Johnson, 10 to 12 in Studio A, Wednesday nights, following Brooks Agnew in Studio A. Yeah, following Chicago Brew with High Noon and Deacon John, Conversations with Eagle Flower and Heavens Revealed with Dwight Lilly. Oh, man, that's a great afternoon and evening schedule. So come on down and join us. Get the truth, not this mainstream media repetitive mind control. It's as if they have to have you on the same page. Your brain waves have to go synonymous with, the loony liberal lefties. It truly is as if they're trying to co-opt your brain using psychological operations that are, well, let's just say, that are in conspiracy and cooperation with social media, the mainstream media, and the United States government. A trifecta of mind forever. Oh, I shouldn't say that ducky word, should I? That ducker word. Yes, that F-bomb. Yeah, no, I shouldn't say that. But that's the best description you can give for these sons of bitches, is effers. Ah, man, I'm telling you. What else did I forget? Did I forget to tell you that we're listener-supported, commercial-free? So please donate to revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, and help us, maintain the fight for freedom, for, this idea that we all don't have to think the same, and that we don't have to like everybody's preferred pronouns, and we don't have to use everybody's preferred pronouns. La di da di da. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So, where should we go? Where should we talk about? Let's see, the archives. Did I mention the archives? And remember, donate if you can to Revolution Radio, their Patreon page. And I have a couple subscribers over there. God bless you guys, man. You are helpful. And all the other people that donate, God bless you, man. I really appreciate the help that everybody's giving me. And hopefully I'll have some bandwidth. And I'll be forced to get a haircut. Yes, I'm forced to get a haircut because, you got to look somewhat presentable. Even if you have a big bushy beard, you know, on camera. So I'm going to start and try to do some Rumble exclusives. Yes, Rumble. And I may try to set up and stream on Rumble some shows. I just wanted to make you aware of that. Hopefully I can. You know, I'll be able to kind of consolidate everything I do here and refine it a little bit and then put it in a video format. That would be quite helpful, I guess you could say. Anyway, so let's get into the
show.
What
would you like to know more than anything else?
Hey, you're not supposed to talk yet. Yes. Anyway, here's a clip with Matt Taibbi and a couple other people. And they are, it's an interview, okay? And this couple, Aaron and Katie Halper, I'm not sure any relation to Stephen, granddaughter maybe, I don't know. And Aaron Mate, he's a reporter, I recognize his name, and Matt Taibbi, another reporter. And anyway, here they are, they did a full interview. It's on usefulidiots.substack.com. So Useful Idiots. And here is part of the interview. I thought this was pretty good.
What would you like to know more than anything else? You and I have spent a ton of time on this. So.
Okay. Why hasn't anybody interviewed Hillary Clinton yet, who paid for the Steele dossier? Central figure in all this. They've interviewed so many people, like dozens of witnesses, came before Mueller, came before Congress, all these parallel congressional investigations. No one's interviewed Hillary Clinton, who paid for the Steele dossier, who knew about the phony Alpha Bank story. Still, you know, 6 years later has not been interviewed by anybody. So that's one thing. And also, you know, I have all the questions about CrowdStrike, and that's a Clinton campaign contractor, a firm that generated the foundational allegation of Russian hacking, later admitted privately they had no evidence for that, as we've talked about before. We still haven't seen their reports that they produced, gave to the FBI. That's an aspect of this that is very still unresolved to me, is what was the basis for claiming that Russia stole those emails, and what is the actual evidence? And what was the role of this Clinton campaign hired firm, CrowdStrike, in generating all of this?
Those are both great ones. The Hillary Clinton one's really interesting because there have been plenty of journalists who've had a shot at that, right? Like, not one of them is going to ask a question about any of this stuff. It's kind of amazing. She was tweeting stories that were produced by by Steele. So she was the source, or her campaign was the source for that stuff. And then Hillary Clinton, is responding to this during the campaign. Why hasn't one journalist proposed that question to her? Like, hey, don't you think that was a little bit fraudulent to do that? You know.
And same with Jake Sullivan, who's currently the national security advisor. He was also promoting the Alpha Bank falsehoods. And he's not been questioned about this by the media, and also by, as far as I know, John Durham. And why not? I mean, when Michael Flynn was the national security advisor, he was ousted because he was interviewed by the FBI in his first couple of weeks on the job. So why not offer the same standard to the current national security advisor, Jake Sullivan? It just seems.
Well, no, Jake Sullivan should be in prison. I mean, let's just not bullshit about it, okay? You know, Aaron, sorry, dude, on all that. I mean, that's just bunk. Jake Sullivan should be in prison. He assisted a seditious plot against President Trump, facilitated this treasonous plot, okay, as part of the Clinton campaign. All of those conspiracy those involved in the conspiracy to politically assassinate the president and remove him from power. I mean, what the... Man, I just don't want to say that F word. F. You know, I mean, really. Here they work to overthrow the president, the legally, duly elected president of the United States of America. You know, and if you strip out all the bullshit out of Obamagate, and it is Obamagate because every bit of it goes back to the commander in chief, Barack Obama, and his vice presidential hack, who is now serving Obama's third term. You should understand that. You know, when Obama farts, Joe Biden gets brain damage. He's just that close to Joe. And, or Barack and Joe are just that close. Yeah, I imagine it's just a sad state of affairs, okay? It's a effing sad state of affairs. You know, Hillary Clinton hired a foreign spy, a known agent of a foreign government, whether it's the UK or Australia or a NATO-friendly nation like Malta or somebody along the line in between. Canadians, maybe. I don't know. But hiring foreign nationals like Christopher Steele to effectively infiltrate the FBI as this trusted foreign agent who was given a shield of cover, a shield of credibility by the British Secret Service, by Sir Andrew Wood, I think that was his name. Yeah, Sir Andrew Wood. And I forget the name of the other clown that was with him. But he was just another British lackey, another British agent. So they used their British spy credentials as a shield of authenticity and a shield of credibility for the dossier itself, the Steele dossier, the load of effing horse shit that you have been fed about the Steele dossier. Does anybody ever sit and analyze a effing thing today? Do the people take the 35 pages and the 17 memos? And do they do any kind of categorical analysis of this paperwork? I mean, really? Or do people just say they read it and then they stick the rest of it and their head up their ass and just regurgitate it? I mean, this is shit that pisses me off. You know, it's clear and it's easy to see that the Steele dossier is basically billing records for records of contacts with different people, to justify being paid by who? By Fusion GPS and the Clinton campaign. And also at the same time being paid by, that's right, the FBI. It is sheer criminality that what we see and what the media has never really reported in all honesty about the Steele dossier, okay, itself. 17 memos, numbered memos from 80 through 166. Now, some people will say, well, that doesn't mean anything. Well, you know, when they are all essentially numbered correspondence with a number and a date of what would you call it? A date of the date they were written, For example, a memo 80 was written on June 20th. Memo number 86 was written on the 26th of July. Now, what are the other memos that are in between, and what did they say? Memo number 95 has no date. Memo 94 of the Steele dossier is labeled July 19th. Memo number 97 is labeled July the 30th. Memo 100 in the Steele dossier, August the 5th. Memo number 101 and 102 are both dated as August the 10th. Memo 136 and 105. How's that get? Oh, okay. Memo 105, August 22nd. I wrote these down as I guess I was looking at them, and there's a couple that are just opposed where they should be. Memo, let's see, 111 in September 14th, 112 September 14th, Memo 113 14th, Memo 130 October the 12th, 134 October the 18th, 136 October the 20th, and 166 on December the 13th. Now, these are the memos that make up the Steele dossier and the 35 pages of cherry-picked horseshit out of a possible 500 pages. 166 memos that were created, at least that many. What did they all say? And why start at number 80? Isn't that curious? Where are the earlier memos? Now, some people have told me this means nothing. Now, and I would say that is just horseshit. That is just horseshit. Because if you look at some of them, yes, there's a few that are kind of out of cycle here, like number 86. I mean, that might be number 96. I'm not sure. I at least this is the way I believe they line up. Okay, it really, you know, and if you look from July 26th through July 30th, what he wrote, 1, 2, 3, 4 memos. Now, what is the corresponding message of those memos? Okay, remember, that was at the exact time, the last week of July in 2016, when Andy McCabe, I believe it was, formally opened the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. Did we seem to have amnesia about all that? I mean, it's just strange. That's all I'm saying. This, what we see here. So, yeah. I was trying to find, some other information here. And this is all important because we have to understand the conspiracy against Donald Trump started and is an operation that was run under Barack Obama. Okay? We have to understand that Susan Rice and Samantha Powers, we have to understand that Loretta Lynch, James Comey, you know, are all involved in the cover up of what the FBI did and how it politicized the Steele dossier, knowing that it was completely false and creating basically a national security case that was 180 degrees opposite of the target that it should have been going to. It should have been headed towards Hillary Clinton for hiring foreign nationals in an attempt to smear Donald Trump and have these foreign nationals effectively have credentialed spy street cred, so to speak, to go into the FBI and essentially smear Trump at behest and being paid for it. And remember, Hillary Clinton knew she was doing this. Robbie Mook testified in the trial of Michael Sussman in the Alpha Bank case, where Sussman plainly and clearly lied to the FBI. However, you're sitting in front of a DC jury where if you are a friend of Hillary Clinton, you will essentially be found innocent of murdering somebody open in the street. But if you are a Donald Trump mega man, you will be convicted of jaywalking and be held without bail as a threat. It truly is maddening, and it's crazy what we have seen and what we are living with today. We're right here at the break. I was getting ready to start and break down the dossiers. Coming up after the break, we're going to do the dossiers around Trump. The only one you hear about is the Steele dossier. Well, I'll tell you what, there are quite a few more. Let me educate you after the break.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick, I think. Thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on.
Amen. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. That's always a great clip there. That's a battle hymn of the Republic, Civil War songs and stories on Nashville Public Television. So we play a little clip. Let's give them some credos. But remember, it's in the digital world. It's there till it gets erased by an electromagnetic pulse, which, well, could happen any month or any day, any week, any hour, the way these idiot politicians are getting in line, ain't they? Yeah, they're idiots. They're fools, and they take you for a fool. And so does ABC, NBC, CBS, and fake Fox News. They take everybody for a fool. I'm sorry. They just do. They're goofballs. They really are. Hey, what happened to my... My memo list got... I deleted it. I guess while I was talking to you guys. Hey, big dummy. Where are you at? Oh, gosh. Oh, that's the spies page. That's spies. That's bump bum bump spyless. Oh, scroll down. Okay, there it is. Okay, the dossier list against Donald J. Trump. You know, there's more than one. Whether you can handle that truth or not, I don't know. But we have to understand that Fusion GPS were the direct contractors working with Fusion GPS, Perkins Coie Law Firm, Mark Elias, Michael Sussman, the Hillary Clinton campaign, including Hillary Clinton herself and John Podesta, her campaign manager. And, you know, nobody has ever asked the retard senator from Virginia, you know, Tim Kaine, if he knew anything about the hiring of foreign nationals to interfere with the 2016 presidential election by the campaign that he was the vice presidential candidate of. Either way, he either knew and trying to hide the fact, or he's such a dupe that he, well, was just a, what do they call those, placeholders. But the Fusion GPS was first funding the dossier using neocon money, basically money coming from the Lincoln Project and the pedo groomers that it represented, with the Washington Free Beacon and Paul Singer, and of course America's favorite neo-Nazi in a suit. That's right, Bill Kristol. So, you know, remember, fascism is in vogue in many parts of, how should we say it, the Democrat and Republican parties. So from October of 2015 through May of 2016, money flowed to Fusion GPS, and nobody has ever inquired and has, you know, the question is, has the United States government, and, you know, reporters really suck, okay? Has the United States government requested from those that paid for information from Fusion GPS prior to May of 2016 or April, because that's when Hillary Clinton started funding, the Democrats started funding Fusion GPS, according to the pay stubs. This isn't some, you know, hockey pooey whatever thing, you know. These are according to financial records from Fusion GPS. Okay. Now, it was during that time. If you look at that timeline that I was talking about, the Steele dossier was assembled during a time when through April of 2016. Remember, the neocons stopped funding the dossier. I should say the dirty New World Order political money from the neocons stopped funding the dossier. And in May, in April of 2016, through January of 2017, the Hillary for America and the Democrat National Committee were both funding the opposition research at a point of, I believe, $1.8 million, I think is one of the numbers that I've seen, countings of money that was spent I'm not 100% sure, but what I do know is the Clinton campaign and the DNC pled guilty to election crimes. Anyway, so April 2016, Hillary Clinton started funding the dossier, or I should say the Fusion GPS dossier. Remember, all of this work was done not for Hillary Clinton, or not for, how should I say this? Not with Hillary Clinton's name stamped at the top of it, not the Perkins Coie law firm stamped at the top of it. It was all leaked through Fusion GPS and other friendly media outlets where it was weaponized. And then all of the Democrat assets in government were essentially past information about pieces of different pieces of this dossier. Okay. Now, there are other dossiers that they had information on, too. We have to remember that in April, Hillary Clinton started funding the dossier. It wasn't until June 16th that Steele officially joined the Fusion GPS team. So you have approximately 2 months where Hillary Clinton did not have Christopher Steele, or allegedly have Christopher Steele, in as a contractor with Fusion GPS, okay? And it was from literally June 16th through January 17th that the Steele dossier was essentially written, as some of the dossier memos that have been leaked, but not all of them have been leaked. And why they, Christopher Steele, called all the people involved and asked them to delete all of their emails that pertain to him. And, you know, if you did that and you're a member of the United States government, you obstructed justice and destroyed evidence, and you should get 10 years in Leavenworth, Kansas, in all honesty. So, the Steele dossier itself, as I kind of talked about in the first half hour, right? I don't want to go deep into context of that, okay? Because of the PP tapes and all the other bullshit rumors that it involved that are coming to front in the Danchenko trial. Okay, here you go. Cody Shear. So we have the neocon dossier. We have, you know, really the Fusion GPS, Clinton and Steele dossiers. Okay, now we know that from April 2016 and probably continuing to this day in a computer file somewhere, Cody Shear, a Democrat operative, and who allegedly had a war chest to essentially try to prove that the Steele dossier was factual, which was, I guess, you take the money and run. I don't know. But Cody Shear put together a dossier that was parallel to the Steele dossier, but also many times they were cross-referencing each other, it appears, from the dossiers and their parallel content. Then we also have to understand that the CIA had their own dossier about the Trump-Russia collusion. Now, I have not seen or heard anybody talk about this, but what we do know that in August, and I believe into early September of 2016, there were briefings of the Gang of Eight, by the CIA and also, I believe, by the FBI to top-level congressmen who now believe, or now know, I should say, they now know beyond a doubt that liberals and liberal-leaning members like Harry Reid and others got a specific threat targeting of Donald Trump, basically. He was everything they were saying was true, and all this evidence was fine, and they all knew it was false. The FBI knew most of this was false at this time, okay, and the CIA. But they and the Republicans, particularly Devin Nunes, you know, Devin Nunes, it's one of the things that he questions about this whole thing. Is the briefing he got while he was part of the Gang of Eight was not or did not appear to have the same threat level and urgency and information that was given to those that had Trump derangement syndrome. So we have to understand that the Brennan dossier, the CIA's dossier, that was also used to brief who? Obama. So, you know, remember, all of these dumb sons of bitches that are so smart are caught up in the groupthink, and nobody says, whoa, wait a minute, what are you all guys really talking about and doing here? This is why I call this Obamagate. It was Obama's complete failure, and Obama knowingly and willingly weaponized the government, the FBI and the DOJ in particular. So now we get to yet another, as I said, yet another dossier. Yes, you have the Obama White House dossier. Did you even know there was such a thing? And many people don't. Hell, if somebody would have told me, sat down and explained to me the Steele dossier is just a little piece of these dossiers, these white papers, these briefings, and all this other load of horse shit that was built all around the big lie, and they basically made it a poison pill for Donald Trump and his administration. The daily briefings and special briefs that were called essentially the Obama dossier. Obama put together a ad hoc list that really looked like some high schooler's report with information from the Cold War that was taken from propaganda and other pamphlets about the Soviet Union will lie to you. They will not tell you the truth. They will use this operation. They will use this operation. They will use that. Kind of the same shit that Obama and Biden and the rest of the U.S. government is really using on the same people now after they've done running into the ground and broke it off with COVID. People don't believe their bullshit anymore. So Obama created this dossier. And he sent it through government agencies, essentially made it required reading before Donald Trump took office. And it was, you know, it was a poison pill for the Trump administration. You know, I want to talk about real sedition. I want to talk about real criminal behavior. You know, and I really think it was only in retrospect, only going out the door, that Susan Rice said, oh, shit, we were had. We were fed all this information in a calculated way to come out with a certain outcome to make sure that the ball rolled a certain way, to make sure that the corruption, you know, survived, I guess you could call it. But anyway, the Obama dossier, you know, was that seditious, poisonous pill that Obama put out through the government. That's sedition. High treason is, you know, essentially with James Comey and the rest of the FBI, the DOJ, Robert Mueller, and all of his friends did. Those are treasonous sons of bitches that need to have a fair trial, and then they need to be taken out and hung. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but they overthrew the United States government's legitimate president. And then with Nancy Pelosi and the impeachments to essentially cover the crimes of the Democrat Party once again. How many times does the deflection of Democrat criminal acts, how do they keep getting by with this shit? I don't know. Can't say. Hope y'all are having a great evening. Yeah. Anyway. That's good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Mad's a painter. Mad painter, so. Oh, yeah, there you go. Nice wood bed truck. Yep, those are always spiffy. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. What else? Let's get back over here to some more news and information. Yes, let's see what else we got going on here. Margo Cleveland, journalist. Danchenko filings. Most of it's blah, 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 legal analysis of admissible evidence. This piece is a fun piece of information that Igor Danchenko's handler will be testifying. While the defendant will introduce Dolan to Ms. Galinka, that's Charles Dolan Jr., the former Virginia Democrat Hillary campaign I think he was campaign manager here in Virginia for Hillary. Yeah, when she ran for president, that's right. Anyway, to Ms. Galinka, the government anticipates introducing evidence through the defendant's handling agent that the defendant was unaware of the extent of communication between Dolan and Galinka. Galkina? I don't know. This is highly material given the fact that both Dolan and Galkina are alleged to have been the sources for Steele's reports. Oh, yeah. So effectively, it came from Hillary Clinton campaign staff members. Yeah. Isn't that, imagine that, right? So while the defendant did inform the FBI that Dolan maintained contact with high-level Kremlin figures, including the press secretary, Dmitry Peskov. He notably failed to inform the FBI that Dolan had reached out to Peskov and his deputy, both of whom appear in the Steele dossier reports. Anyway, so yeah, it's a look, it's a shit show. It's a Democrat-led war against anybody who gets in the way of their power. Period. End of story. If you kiss their ass, you can do the Hunter Biden shit. You can sell crack right on the scales with your gun, with what appears to be underage hookers. And nobody says a thing. Nobody in government. Listen, they should right now. What one of the things that they should do before, well, before they get forced to in the midterms, is to pardon Hunter Biden and get rid of Joe and say he's had some kind of reaction, and say that it was Trump's vaccine that made Joe go nuts, that he had an aneurysm caused by the by Trump's vaccine, and that will become the rallying cry. I know that sounds bizarre, but I don't know why I just said that. I really don't know. I just believe that sometime in October, Joe Biden will will be replaced in a sudden and dramatic emergency. I don't think that he will go up in a nuclear flash. I just think he will go down like a twirling turd. We'll be right back.
Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for free association. When we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In the morrows that need worship, we'll be gone. And the men who spurred us on, sit in judgment of our wrongs. They decide in the shotgun, sing the song. I tip my hat to the new constitution. Take a bow.
Come on down and join us. It's time for more of the Trump assassination files. Coming at you live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Come on down and join us on freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, iTunes, talkstreamlive.com. TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomini, Open Radio App, and many, many more. If there is a major streaming service that doesn't carry Revolution Radio, then guess what? They're not a major streaming service, because Revolution Radio is one of the biggest, if not the largest, listener-supported, commercial-free internet radio in the world. So come on down and join us from Timbuktu to Hawaii to San Francisco, Los Angeles, the deserts of the great Southwest United States, the woods of Northern Canada, yes, the heart of Colorado and Montana, California, across the Northwest United States, Chicago, across the South, everywhere around the world, in the UK and on the mainland and in Europe, Revolution Radio can be found. They cannot silence us. They will not silence us. We will not allow that. Yes. We will survive. Don't forget, revolution.radiofreedomslips.com. Check out the archives. Stay tuned and look at the schedules to get the latest information on the newest shows. Because I know there's some in the pipeline, because everybody gets, how should we say it, everybody gets their information in different ways, and then they have different ideas, and they double check the information with other sources, and they say, damn, you know, there's another piece of the puzzle, you know, that happened. You know, one of the big pieces of all the puzzle that people have missed is what the FBI did and what the FBI still continues to do today. So, anyway, these are the Trump assassination files. You can call to listen at 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A, 1-859 to listen to Studio B. Come on down and listen. You know, sometimes I wonder, should I open up the show lines for the second hour for questions about the dossiers? Because it is an in-depth question, and we have to remember that these dossiers, whether they were from the CIA or from the Obama White House or from Christopher Steele, or they were just some crap shoveled for the neocons in the warm-up during the primary for the Republican Party. Yeah, it's idiocracy. You know, what we see and what we found and where, you know, what we know today. You know, there is no doubt that for more than 25 years, you know, back Jimmy Carter's election, Stephen Halper was gathering counter-political intelligence information on Jimmy Carter and was allegedly turning it over to the Reagan team. And that was all a big to-do. Well, you know, listen, it's been happening. And it was under Obama that it essentially became institutionalized. And the revolving door between Democrats in government, the FBI, the Department of Justice, and other arms and pieces of government, that revolving door became swinging to the left every time. It never swung to the right. Because it wasn't meant to. It's essentially just as what has been done to colleges and universities, as conservative professors, conservative media, and others are essentially driven off campus because of liberal bigotry. People may not see it, may not understand it, but bigotry, discrimination, and hatred is strong with the Democrat Party. They're still trying to get over their humble beginnings as, you know, starting a civil war for the right to own people. You know, the Democrats are still, you know, trying to live that down. I kind of laugh at Democrats today. And whenever a Democrat will say, if you hear them say, well, that I'm going to boycott Olive Garden. Now, I don't eat at Olive Garden because they suck. Okay. I don't consider Olive Garden to be real Italian food. It's some kind of knockoff shit the way most Chinese is for most Americans. But I digress. We have been running counterintelligence political operations through government-funded organizations for a long time. It is not something that is new. It is just something that it has been refined to the point to where different cells of sleeper agents within the government that were essentially activated and then portrayed themselves as independent actors when essentially they were all on the same page, pushing the same agenda for the same results. That, my friends, is a conspiracy. particularly when you have to trim the truth. You have to take it out of context. You have to turn it around and put it upside down. In such a way that it's, you know, it becomes unbelievable that the government would do that to the average person. And I would tell the average person that, listen, the government would give you an experimental vaccine using an experimental technology. And they would change the definitions of the word vaccine and other definitions in government that were related to gain-of-function experiments. That the government pencil whipped it all, and you end up getting sick from a lab-borne illness that was the result. Yeah. Anyway, whether you know it or not, if you remember it or not, old news, 60 Minutes. Yes, the story collapsed with the DEA, the Los Angeles Times, 60 Minutes and others stating there was nothing to it, even as media coverage persisted. Don Hewitt, executive producer of 60 Minutes, explained the story's creation. Washington-based freelance writer Cody Shearer, in about 1989, brought allegations that Dan Quayle purchased drugs in Indianapolis to 60 Minutes. Anyway, they said the allegations were unfounded, and that Shearer later took them to two newspapers who... anyway, who I guess he didn't get anything done. Gary Trudeau, creator of the Doonesbury comic strip, ran with Cody Shearer's fake news story for 2 weeks, generating additional press coverage. And it's just crazy, okay? It's just yet another way to smear Americans. Smear terror. Let's see. Trump, Russia. It's essentially a parallel. The Steele dossier is to what they call this thing. It's a smear terror. As Sterling journalist John T. Flynn labeled this tactic in a 1947 book by the same name, it is nothing new, nor is its mission. Destroying nationalists, patriots, and other traditionalists while protecting globalists, which means the left. Anyway, you know, if you have forgotten the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and how the left shitbags acted and how they literally committed perjury again and again and again, knowing that they would be protected by the district attorneys and by the prosecutors in Washington, D.C. Yeah. Certainly is, well, crazy and asinine. You know, the authoritarian left, the Democrat Party, you know, they have essentially, you know, become this authoritarian hammer, basically. And it's there's a mountain of data showing what Democrats have done. Here's a clip with Glenn Greenwald. I really like his stuff. He's an honest journalist. he got wrapped up with the Edward Snowden, the billionaire, and all the other money that was used to fund it. And then what happened? The corporate world corrupted all of it. Here's what Glenn Greenwald has to say about the authoritarian Democrats. It truly is amazing how the party of so-called freedom, equality, has now become the party of hate and intolerance. It truly is amazing. All for what? More power.
Including tech monopolies to censor the internet. Even.
Let's get to the beginning of it. Here it is.
Hey everyone, it's Glenn Greenwald back with a new episode of System Update exclusively on Rumble, and I'm back to show you and examine the mountain of data, of conclusive, definitive evidence demonstrating how authoritarian, self-identified followers of the Democratic Party have become. Now, authoritarian is a word that gets cast around a lot in our political debate. It's probably almost certainly the case that in some occasions there are factions or groups or wings of each political faction that have authoritarian tendencies. But when you examine this data that I'm about to show you and really compile it and look all at once at it, it is extraordinary, no matter how low your expectations are of Democrats, how authoritarian they have become, particularly in the wake of the Trump years. And again, it's not going to be my word or my analysis or my speculation or my interpretation on which I'm going to be asking you to rely, but simply the hard, concrete evidence, the data demonstrating how it is that they think and how they now hold widely classically authoritarian views. So let's take a look, first of all, at a relatively new research survey from Pew in August of 2021, so just 2 months ago, that asked about whether Americans want both tech monopolies, but also the government, to censor the internet in the name of combating false information. The whole idea of the internet when it emerged in the 1990s, and the reason people were so euphoric about it for the next decade, was because it was supposed to liberate us from centralized corporate and governmental control. It was supposed to empower human beings to communicate amongst ourselves ideas and information without having to depend upon or be constrained by large corporations or especially governments. And yet, as we know, increasingly, both the government and large corporations have imposed a stranglehold on what we are and aren't allowed to say online when it comes to political speech. And this survey was designed to determine how Americans feel about that, and particularly how they feel about that based on their partisan identity. And the results are incredibly stark. You see the headline of the graph from Pew that reads, "Partisan divisions have widened over the role of government tech firms in restricting misinformation." So if you look at this first part of the chart, which is on the left, they ask all Americans, all adults, quote, the percentage of people who believe, quote, the U.S. government, not Facebook or Google, the U.S. government should take steps to restrict false information online, even if it limits freedom of information. And that blue line that you see skyrocketing from 2018 to 2021 represents the views of self-identified Democrats and Democratic-leaning partisans, and you see it going up by 25 points from 40% in 2018 to 65%. Just under two-thirds of Democrats want the government that their party controls, at least at the moment, to censor the internet and to restrict what the government deems false information, even if it means limiting freedom of information. You see the line from the red line, which is Republicans, going in the opposite direction. It began already in 2018 lower than Democrats. Only 37% wanted the government to do that, but now only 28% of Republicans favor that. So
yeah, so, you know, listen, Democrats, once they get in power, they try to essentially tell you what to do and how to live. And they believe that they should be able to control the information that goes into your brain and make you think like they do. This is literally 1984 on steroids that's pumped into people's phones, into their lives, into their brain. You want to talk about people who will and who are so brainwashed that you really don't know if they will ever wake up. And here's the thing. They really do need a nuclear war. Okay? You know, listen, the federal government in the United States has been pushing a strategy of tension. Now, they've been doing it since 2014, in all honesty. Now, there was a little bit of a quote-unquote, if you want to call it, a relief valve with the summer riots of 2020. But Will the cities allow the riots to happen the way they did last time? I don't know, in all honesty. But, you know, we have corrupted government. And they may leave the cities burned so they can have a martial law event. I don't know. I suspect that will be, you know, after the midterms, as, you know, Democrats get their ass handed to them. And that is coming faster than they even have a clue. And they know it's coming. Even the former press secretary, Jen Psaki, said that if the Democrats have to run on the Biden presidency, they will lose massively, okay? And, you know, that's another reason why Joe Biden will effectively be taken out, because they will have to create some kind of major infliction or major event within the Democrat Party, within the presidency, to take Joe out, and then of course pardon his whole family for all of that they've done with a blanket pardon with President Kamala Harris. I mean, really, just on the verge of everything essentially becoming becoming public, right? So essentially, people are trying to get more and more information on from Timothy Thibault about his interview, and the FBI and the DOJ seeks a transcribed interview. On 10/7, plus a formal request to preserve all records. Anyway, so yeah, FBI agent Thibault received letters from three ranking House members investigating allegations concerning the politicizing of the DOJ. Listen, you have to be a full-blown retard. I mean, you have to have the IQ bouncing off the bottom of the ocean. In fact, you will have to compete with a amoeba for brain power. If you are still, you know, wondering about whether there is corruption in our government, and how widespread it is. If you don't understand that it's everywhere, and that it's more corrupt than it is positive, and that in a sense, maybe the damn thing does need burnt to the frickin' ground. But I believe that we can overthrow the United States government using constitutional methods and voting the bastards out. We just have to remember and understand that Democrat hyphen Republican means the New World Order. I don't give a flying woo-hoo wah-wah if it's Donald J. Trump, Jim Jordan, or the rest of the gang that hangs with Trump. Listen, your leadership is corrupted. It has been co-opted, just as the Democrat leadership has been co-opted by the New World Order, by the World Economic Forum. You know, Mitchie McConnell over there in Kentucky with his Chinese bridesmaid. I think every time Mitch gets out of line, she fires his butt plug up with his app or something. I don't know. You know, Mitch McConnell just looks like he dropped a load in his pants for some reason. And he always has. I guess that's because he's in the shit, man. He's got the money. He's working for the Chinese, just like Joe Biden and the Biden family. Man, I'm telling you, they're going to take a big pay cut when we go to war with China. I don't know what the Biden family will do. They don't have to go on government welfare. PPP checks for everybody at the Biden table. Yeah. Hunter's art gallery can get another $1.2 million or whatever the hell it was. It was nuts. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, your lives are becoming more difficult as the life force of your world is draining away. Have you noticed that as everything around you seems to decline, one thing still grows? It is the power of your rulers. None of their plans and directives have solved your problems or made your life better. The only result has been their increased control over you at the cost of your freedom. Do you know why? You gave them the power. They called for your sacrifice, and you thought it was noble. They said if you worked for yourself and your family, that you were selfish and uncaring, and they made you feel ashamed. They denounced the leaders of industry as greedy exploiters. You agreed. All evil needs to win is the consent of good people. To everyone within the range of my voice, you now have a choice to make. If you decide to support the notion of sacrifice enforced by the state, your game is up. Your world is in a downward spiral, and you will ride it down to destruction. But if you share the values, if you believe that your life is a sacred possession for you to make the most of, if you want to live by the judgment of your own mind, not edicts from the state, then follow our lead. Do not support your own oppressors. Stop letting the system exploit you. Form your own communities on the frontiers of your crumbling world. Your rulers hold you by your endurance to carry the burdens they impose, by your generosity when you hear cries of despair, and above all, by your innocence which cannot grasp the depths of their evil. The world you are living in is the world they wanted. Leave them to it. Those who are eager to build a better world, a world of freedom and opportunity, a world based on mutual respect. In that world, you will not receive alms, nor pity, nor forgiveness of sins, but honor, respect, and justice. Don't let the fire go out spark by irreplaceable spark in confusion and despair. The world you desire can be won. It exists. It is real. It is possible. It is yours.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. The number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. It's your world. Take it. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw!
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, Television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. Rosenberg, Stage Bomb, Sugar Ray, Panmunjom, John Randall, the King and I.
Start the fire. So, yeah, do us a favor. Don't light off the big candles while we're here. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Yes, as, you know, these Trump assassination files. And we should also mention tonight, of course, if you haven't heard, if you don't know about the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines that have been reportedly blown to smithereens, which is they weren't really blown to smithereens. They had holes punched in them, basically. I was looking today in my morning show. I was talking about, since I am somewhat familiar with pipeline construction, because that's right, I worked on several pipeline spreads. And the pipe that was put in the sea, one of the characteristics of it, and I'm sure this is also to protect it from the pressure of the water, is that it is encased in concrete. Now, I don't, you know, it's not just a pipe that's put in the ground. Now, on land, we only use the reinforced pipe with the concrete on the outside, thicker walled pipe with the concrete on the outside under roads and in places where, you know, it might be sewer lines running closed, or it might be some other kind of infrastructure that, you know, you don't want, you want extra protection for your pipe. But anyway, these pipes that are welded on the ship and essentially laid into the water on a big long line that, how should I say it? That they're coated in concrete so they can withstand the pressure, which also gives them extra protection under the water. Now, according to seismologists, I'm not sure who reported it, maybe Sweden's seismologists, Swedish seismologists, said that there were two explosions. Evidently, there were two distinct explosions because they said there were two, which means that in the vicinity of the pipeline leak. Now, they effectively do appear to be bombed out. According to Der Spiegel, German magazine newspaper, it received a heads up and a warning, the German government had, from the CIA that someone had an operation going on to blow up the pipeline. Now, of course, there are, how should we say it? There are clips out here now, right now, today. I have them for tomorrow morning's show about Joe Biden and others, you know, talking about essentially that the Nord Stream 2 pipeline will not go online. No matter what. Okay, and this includes Victoria Nuland. Okay, this, you know, these are, you know, these are crimes against Europe. Because remember, Russia, just a few days ago, reached out to Europe and said, look, if you ease your sanctions and you quit sending weapons to Ukraine, we will, you know, start pumping Nord Stream 1, Nord Stream 2 pipe gas to you because winter is here. And idiocracy happens, right? Remember, January 27th, 2022. Remember, that was during the same time when the United States had attempted a coup in Kazakhstan, and it failed because the Russians came in to support the Kazakhstani government and squashed the rebellion. And later, people who were leading the rebellion and others said that, you know, we were trained in Ukraine to how to infiltrate and overthrow governments and to start revolutions. And this is what we did. We didn't win this time, but we will. Anyway, Victoria Nuland, 2022, January 27th, had this to say.
With regard to Nord Stream 2, we continue to have very strong and clear conversations with our German allies, and I want to be clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
The Polish ambassador, has said that thanked the United States of America for taking out the pipeline I just wanted to let you know. Anyway, of a coincidence, September 2nd, which is what, a month, three weeks ago, a maneuver is by an American helicopter, a call sign FFAB123, that then assumed was aboard the USS Kearsarge Air Wing. It's strange that these are essentially the same places the Americans and the British were having some kind of drills or some kind of training. Does anybody really think that it's an accident? Particularly, you know, with the threats that have essentially come out from the U.S. government and from others. It is sheer idiocracy. Now, there's a person with a good sense of humor. Dan Whitcomb. Dan Whitcomb 1 said that they found intact Russian passports floating in the bubbles in the sea. It must have been a Russian jet that crashed into a tower. It's sheer crazy. It's idiocracy that we're, you know, living with today. Our government is just, you know, dumb and dumber, I guess is a good description. You know, if our government could have, I'm going to go over here to the Revolution Radio chat room if you're listening. If government had a social gender identity, what would it be? Dumb and dumber? Stupid and stupider? Crazy and crazy in it, craziest? Or corrupt and corrupted? Those are just some basic pronouns that government officials should go by. They shouldn't use Mr. Like these rich and elite, you know, think that and they think they just, you know, they're rich and they dress up and like Kim Kardashian, if there were a truisms in pronouns, wouldn't hers be rich trash? Ho down. Oh, I'm just kidding. Get over your old self. Liz Cheney. Hey, get this. Liz Cheney says she will campaign for Democrats and leave the Republican Party if Trump becomes the nominee. Who cares? Liz Cheney and her daddy should be in prison for influence peddling. You know, let's just not lie to ourselves, right? Let's just get to the straight truth. You know, here's Dan Bonagino. He's got a hell of a an interview with Kyle Serafin, who has a warning for America following the unprecedented raid on Mar-a-Lago, and every American needs to hear it. Now, here's a piece of the interview. Hopefully, well, will it play now? yeah, okay. All right. Well, we'll just fix that. We'll get it to reload here in a second. I'm just overloading my system. I got 12 or 14 tabs open. Makes it a little snot just so fast.
Me, of course. It's unprecedented. I mean, literally without precedent. We've never done this before. regardless of anyone's personal politics, there have been paperwork disputes about this in the past. I'm not asking you to comment on the politics at all. But when FBI agents, specifically Christopher Wray and the management staff, that unquestionably are briefed in a high-profile case like this, do you think it even occurs to them that they're partaking in an act that's so overtly political that has a chance to change the politics of the United States moving forward for the negative? In other words, you think they're saying to them that Merrick Garland at DOJ, hey, maybe this isn't a good idea, or is it just we're going to be loyal little soldiers here and do what you tell us to do?
I don't want to speculate on anyone else's motivation. Sure, I know what I look at, right? I've got friends that I don't speak to after that. I assume they were part of it. It's like, I don't know what happened, but you guys forgot to throw the BS flag on that. You asked me to go raid President Obama's house. You asked me to go raid President Bush's house. It's not happening. I'm sorry. It's not happening. I'm not doing that. And I'm going to probably be pretty vocal. That's probably going to be my last day. It's not going to happen. So we had a lot of people that said yes. And I think that so much compliance got done. We talked briefly. Here's what I'll kind of share as my last kind of concern. Every single FBI agent has to go to the Holocaust Museum for a full day when we're in the academy. And they have a special program. I don't know if you've ever been to it, but it's well worth your time. If you're a law enforcement officer, you should definitely go through the Holocaust Museum and see the piece they do for law enforcement specific. It's a walking tour. It's looking through the lens of how did this atrocity take place. And the only way it takes place is minor government officials are on board and local law enforcement and state law enforcement and federal law enforcement has to say yes. Because if anybody refuses to get with the program, it doesn't happen. And the answer, I'm just following orders, the Nuremberg piece, it doesn't fly. We know better. Like, that's the whole point of history. We're supposed to be able to see that. That's why every agent has to go to that day. We're supposed to know that if they ask you to do something that's illegal, immoral, or unethical, following orders is not an excuse.
That's right. Absolutely. You know, all of these FBI agents, all of these government officials, all of these sons of bitches in the Food and Drug Administration, the Center for Disease Control, every damn one of you. Every one of you should be put on notice that there's a house cleaning coming to government. It's going to happen one way or the other. And God, I don't want it to happen the other way. I would rather have you poor bastards be fired and thrown under the bus of the corrupted Democrat Republican Party. Because it is. It's a unified again. After 100 years of Democrat Jim Crow, after they lost a war to enslave people, Democrats are bringing back segregation. They're bringing back division and hate. I mean, what the F-bomb is it with this shit? I'm pissed off about it. I don't know about you guys, but I am quite unhappy about all of the crap that is getting shoveled under and around and everywhere today by government. Like now, the Biden DOJ admits there were informants within the Oath Keepers, and they are going to testify at trial. Of course, not all of the Oath Keeper federal informants and agents and confidential human sources will be identified, because there will always be some blanks in the woodpile, so to speak. There will always be some rotten apple or some impersonator in the bunch. And often that person is the one that's trying to tell you, oh man, that person needs to die. We need to kill him. We need to do all this. And those are the agents. Those are the government stool retards, because they are. They're just a stool, you know, a piece of dung laying on the ground. Yeah, that's Ray Epps is a Democrat stool. Oh, Jesus. God help these people. And, you know, President Trump, there have been documents that were put out about the declassification of Hillary and her emails, Obama Gate, as I call it, Trump Russia collusion investigation, and all of that. Trump declassified all of that just because the U.S. Justice Department, you know, effing bastards incorporated, and the Crack in America gang, just because they don't get to go through and black out every effing mother nuffin looking line, so it looks like so when you turn the released document on its side, if it was a zebra standing on the goddamn thing, pardon my language, Lord, standing on the thing, you couldn't see it. It has so much redaction in it. Every line. It's a effing joke. It's like the pages that somebody just got a FOIA from the military about their critical race training agenda. And everything was essentially blacked out. It was a joke. It was sad. It was a fraud. It's just government blocking information. So, you know, do I believe that a president can declassify documents by thinking about it? No. I don't believe that one damn bit. Now, I believe if Trump says, well, we're going to declassify these documents, we need to start the process, we need to get it done, and he doesn't have to sign an order, essentially a verbal order, and he can direct entire folders, maybe is a good description of documents that should be declassified. And just because the government agencies commit sedition, commit high treason against the president of the United States of America and his orders, doesn't mean a damn bit of difference that they shouldn't be held accountable and they shouldn't be going to prison. Let's not lie to ourselves. What else I got on my hot plate here? Let's see. Did we look at this one already? I don't know. Tulsi Gabbard about Joe Biden, commander-in-chief, allegedly, right? Commander-in-thief, Joe Biden. Here's Tulsi Gabbard with what's his name? Hell, I don't know. Jesse, whatever. Jesse, Jesse broke his waters.
Tulsi, it is amazing when you look at the facts and you take away all the disinformation that the left and the media throws at you. This is a real problem in this country. I believe that people are seeing through the noise. Do you believe that?
I do. I think all these different examples you're showing, Jesse, just point to a few things. Number one is how grossly out of touch they are with the realities and the struggles of everyday Americans all across this country. They're exposing how directly they are lying to us, trying to paint these rosy pictures that are blatantly false, and thinking that we're too stupid to see through their lies, and therefore exposing their arrogance. They see themselves as the rulers of this empire. We are their subjects. They know what's best, and we just gotta go along. We just gotta comply. But the reality is the American people are living what's true, which is not this rosy fantasy picture they're painting. I just spent a few days with service members in South Florida, Jesse, and they are struggling not only with inflation, but the incredibly high cost of living there. Housing, food, the nearest Walmart or Costco is a 6-hour drive round trip. I talked with a sergeant first class. He's got a wife and 4 kids. They're paying almost $5,000 for an on-base apartment, essentially, that is in atrocious and unsafe conditions. There is limited on-base housing. In order to move into it, they have to sign a waiver saying that they're okay with living with asbestos and mold and lead paint, putting their health and the health of their families at risk. There are so many different examples we can point to. Biden at the UN saying, hey, here's how many billions of dollars we're going to dish out to countries all around the world. Meanwhile, we have the American people and servicemen and women and their families struggling and suffering right here at home. This is a president and a commander in chief who is not only out of touch with reality, but frankly doesn't care about the American people and our well-being. And that's where, as we head toward the polls in just a few weeks here, what I want to see coming out of that is, on Election Day, the American people win. Because regardless of party, we need leaders who will put the well-being and the interests of the American people first. And unfortunately, that's what we've been missing here for a really long time, especially missing it from the administration.
Well said. But
when
you say you want to put the American people first, they say that's
y'all enjoyed tonight's show. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Yes, where Democrats believe in fantasy land because they all have lived on fantasy island. Remember, For Liberty with Nick is up next. And don't forget to change the world today. Just tell the truth in this time of universal defeat. God bless. Good day and good luck.
We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
An unbeliever. Seems such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the